I don't know how it got to be a gaining strength classification from the get-go. It's just a, it's a gully that goes off. Eventually, Swan Creek. I don't have any miles, but
I think it's in the direction where it sits with Swan. So close.
You know, they were at a 30-30, I believe, on BOD, and suspended solids, which is a good late 70s, early 80s discharge limit. You'd hardly see anything like that anymore. And then they went from that to, like, what, a 10-15, mm-hmm. which is a Branson limit. You know, City of Branson saddled with a limit like that. And their facility, the way it was constructed originally, you know, on this gaining stream situation, it was perfectly, you know, it's good shape to meet that 30-30. Consistently, Chris, we ain't really ever had a problem doing that. This 10-15, it don't sound like a lot, but when you go to that kind of more stringent of a discharge limit, it's a big deal. It's hard to get there, you know.
And that's, so my questions again are going to be, is there such a thing as an appeal process to the DNR?
In regard to the stream?
In regard to the classification?
There is when your draft permit comes out. I mean, you can appeal all of that. With the stream classifications, that they have pretty set guidelines on how they classify them. I don't know that you can argue that this isn't a losing stream, is the problem. And once it hits that losing stream...
Well, I'm asking you guys, is it a losing stream?
Yeah. I'd say so. Yeah. Looking at the definition and the classification of it... I thought you just said
you don't know how it got to be a losing
stream. I don't know how it got to be a gaining stream classification. I might have misspoke, but what I meant, if I did say losing stream, is that I don't see where that came from. You know, when you look at where it's discharging that, it's basically that water discharges into that area and then it goes subsurface. And that's what they're calling a losing stream, because they don't continually travel above ground in a flow movement of water until it gets to a bigger body of water.
Okay.
So any time that you discharge and your water runs for a while and then it goes, hits a gravel or hits whatever and just goes into the subsurfacely, that's where they have a concern. You know, is it getting in aquifers? Is it having an effect on the groundwater? That's where these, if Taneyville, Branson, any of these, if you get into that kind of category, you're going to have the heavy duty limits, which Taneyville just is not prepared for that. I mean, you know, as far as, you know, having this, these kind of funds to install this equipment, you know, there's no, just don't have any way to do it without assistance.
Would this still have to be done if it was on the...
I'm sorry?
Would this still be necessary to be done if it was on the county sewer system?
Yeah, you know, if the sewer district did take that over, that facility, regardless of ownership, if it was a private facility, there would be one thing, but when it's a publicly owned treatment works, you fall susceptible to all the rules and regulations, so... But yeah, if the sewer district over time did take that over, they would need this equipment as well. I mean,
like I said, I don't have a problem with it if it's needed, and if it, I am tired of the unfunded mandates. I'm tired mm-hmm. of the. And if there's any hope for any change that we can reverse some of that stuff, then.
This came down probably in 15, or 14 or 15.
Yeah, at least their last permit, it was actually in there. They didn't know it at the time that they were supposed to be working towards this, and
the deadline passed,
and it's the new limits took effect before they'd really done anything.
Kind of one of those situations where you had some upheaval within the ranks of the Board of Aldermen and stuff like that, and it just never got taken care of, expedited probably the way it should have. I'm surprised DNR hasn't really been on them, but they know that they're working towards trying to get this taken care of. And engineering, you know, took what, about a year or so on that to get the engineering done, and they went out for bid and stuff, you know, with the thought that they were going to get some help, you know, from the county. So that's kind of where they're at. But
Brandon, the Clean Water Commission in Missouri, Rural Water Association, they all have lobbyists that go to capital working on these particular items. The language is red and white or red, so it might behoove you to, what, you know, just Google Clean Water Commission and watch what they've got. They've got specific house bills that come out, what they're all about. MRWA also.
And just so not to use, Department of Transportation has over 1,100, there's lobbyists, 1,100 lobbyists in D.C. is what they're telling us, dealing strictly with, that's just the registered lobbyists, in D.C. dealing with Department of Transportation. And do you think 1,100 people have the best interest of the public and the people's? No. They're employed by whomever they're employed by, and that's whose interest they have at heart. I mean, you know, don't get me on my soapbox about lobbyists. And,
Mr. Suti, did you say that actually they got this order in
2015? Yeah, it's 14 or 15. There was an envelope that was come upon. I don't know how. It kind of sat there for a while, and I don't think anybody really on the village side of the scope know what to do with it.
Yeah, their last permit, I don't remember the dates off the top of my head, but basically it came out with the old permit limits, and then there was a separate page with the new permit limits, and it said these take effect on such and such date. And by that date, you need to have an engineering report in of how you're going to meet these new limits. And honestly, I don't think anybody at the village realized
that
date passed, and they got a letter from DNR saying, you know, what are you doing to meet these new limits? And then it kind of clicked, and that's when
we got pulled into it, and we said, wow, you know, this is not good. You know, as far as the limits, you know, in a little village like that, and then it kind of just kind of took off from there. But I don't know. There's a part of me thinking that that should have went into effect in 2012 or something there, and somehow I just never got it slipped through the cracks with the village. You know, so we've been working about a year and a half on trying to get all the paperwork and engineering done.
Just so I have a better understanding. Again, if we need to do it, we need to do it. In your guys' professional opinion, do we really, regardless of whatever their reasoning is and for the environment and for what our needs are for Taneyville, do we need to do it?
I believe we do, yes.
So regardless of what they're saying our flow should be and whatever specs we're supposed to meet, so 30-30 is not good. It needs to be a 10-15.
What they're saying.
I'm asking what you're saying, not what they're saying.
I'm saying that, yes, they're under that mandate. I don't see that changing any. And for the environment, I think you're going to have a cleaner effluent going out. It's going to be more manageable.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I don't care about their mandates in there. I mean, if it's something you think is needed and not worth trying to get something changed, then...
I think it's needed. I'm not against trying to get wording change or something like that, but I think that's going to take a considerable amount of time to try to change the decision. If we could, you know, like Travis said, I think it's going to be very hard to argue that it should go back to be a gating stream when you look at it. I mean, the fault was that, and nobody's fault, I would say, but it just shouldn't have been a gating stream category in the first place.
We're adding filters, which is, you know, all the big plants in the county have filters. I mean, it's not a unique process that's above and beyond.
Taneyville's not a big,
I agree. But it, you know.
If you had millions upon millions of gallons going through there in a day, okay. But, you know, we're not talking about Branson, Hollister, or even Rockaway. I'm assuming Rockaway has these filters, do they not?
They do. They have a whole different setup. They use anthracite. They do have tertiary filters, yes.
Okay.
But they're removing phosphorus down there also. You've got to have it.
Most municipal plants have a filter system of some kind. Didn't have the money at the time.
And wasn't required to.
Yeah,
But what I'm hearing you say is that you feel to keep the underground water stream clear and safe, it needs to be done.
I would say yes, it needs to be done for the improvement of the water quality that's going out of the discharge. These filters are definitely going to improve that. The more stringent limitation is going to require that they produce a cleaner effluent to meet those discharge limits. So, you know, the environment's going to benefit. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I just wish we could have got started on it earlier this year.
Move to approve the Village of Taneyville funding agreement by and between Village of Taneyville and Taney County.
Yes.
For the wastewater treatment facility improvements project filter system addition.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
You did get my spreadsheet on carryovers.
Yes.
Whatever you want to talk about that, I'm glad to.
Start discussing that here pretty quick during budget.
Yeah.
this.
Oh, I just haven't looked at it yet, I'm sorry.
That's kind of trying to work these down as I get paid invoices in, but this is just projected amount that I think we might have to carry over, based on what we committed to. But Branson not got, did get started, you know, after May in there. Hollister, they did get started, but we're supposed to have some funding agreements.
I'll probably meet with you if I can.
Gotcha.
Looks like County County Commission work session, so we.
Need to recess to a definite time at 10:30.
10:30. Got a whole 3-minute recess here.